Welcome back. I do have the opportunity and pleasure now to visit with the Shenandoah Medical Center and Dr. Abraham with me this morning. Dr. Abraham, thanks so much for visiting with me.
Yeah, and yeah, thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to get to visit with you and learn more about you, about Shenandoah Medical Center, and some of the services that you offer at SMC. How long have you been with SMC, Dr. Abraham?
I think we're heading into 8 months now.
Okay. All right. So let's talk a little bit about some of the services. First, about you. You specialize, yeah. Dr. Abraham, in internal medicine. Tell me a little bit about your practice.
Yeah. I'm a board-certified internal medicine physician. I basically provide comprehensive care for adults, mainly focusing on preventative care, chronic disease management. I also do a little bit of procedures, mainly something that we call paracentesis, where we take fluid out of patients with cirrhosis and have fluid in their belly, and also acute illness, but in general, overall wellness.
Okay. That's pretty broad, Dr. Abraham. Mm-hmm. You have to have a broad knowledge to handle all that, that's for sure. So, June.
Which makes it more challenging.
Yeah. Absolutely, it does. June is Men's Health Month. Let's talk about this, Dr. Abraham. Men sometimes are less likely to seek the care that they need, both physically and mentally. Why would you guess that that is, Dr. Abraham?
I mean, that is an interesting question. If you ask my opinion, I feel like many men, including me, we prioritize work and responsibilities over our health. And a lot of men that I've seen, actually, they even view seeking help as a sign of weakness, mm-hmm. rather than a proactive step towards wellness. And it's kind of like a myth that seeking help for like physical and mental health is a sign of personal weakness. But I want to tell all my patients, especially mainly men, that that is not the case, and actually taking that step forward to actually take care of your physical and mental health will actually do a lot of good for you in the future.
So, with that, I'm assuming that probably the number one thing is this, that you see is certainly a myth that it is a form of weakness to take care of yourself physically and mentally. Certainly a myth and not true at all.
Yes, it is definitely a myth. It is not true at all.
So you have mentioned wellness a couple of times in our conversation already. How important mm-hmm. is, if we go from the proactive approach of wellness and staying well, both physically and mentally, I mean, mm-hmm. that is like, that's best case scenario, is it not, Dr. Abraham?
Yeah. So, you know, for men, you know, like we said, both mental and physical health, the way we approach, if, for example, a healthy 45-year-old mm-hmm. male walks into my office, we start with the, like I said, the preventative care aspect of things. So there's certain age-appropriate screenings that is recommended for men who are, 40s or in their 50s or 60s, depending on their other risk factors for heart disease and certain cancers. That's kind of like where we usually start. Mm-hmm. And depending on whether they do have any chronic conditions, we address that too, because certain conditions actually put certain people at higher risk for long-term diseases. So that's kind of like where we start off usually. And then obviously, like I was telling earlier, physical and mental health tends to be related to each other. So with certain chronic conditions, it does coexist with some sort of certain mental health conditions too. So we kind of tackle these illnesses that way.
So I want to expand on that just a little bit. So mm-hmm. some of those chronic conditions, whatever that may be, can lead uh-huh. to, I'm trying to put that delicately, Dr. Abraham, yeah. it can lead to poor mental health as well, right? I mean, if you're physically unwell in some
yes.
way.
100%.
Can, yeah.
So, you know, we have studies that clearly show, so chronic conditions like if you want examples, top of the list would be heart disease, diabetes, chronic pain, sleep disorders, cancers, malignancies. They often coexist with anxiety or depression. It can be either, you know, it's usually, you know, it's a chicken or the egg situation, yeah, which one came first, yeah, right? Uh-huh. A patient who's battling cancer has a lot of treatments to go through, is in a lot of pain, can easily be depressed, can be anxious. And it's extremely important that the mental health aspect of it is controlled or treated as well for the actual physical illness to also get better.
Now, what about a chronic condition, let's say diabetes or hypertension, something like that, where it's going to be something that you can, I mean, it's treatable and you have to deal with it, but it's going to be basically the rest of your life you're going to be dealing with this. Does that play into it as well?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It does. So everybody, you know, hypertension and diabetes is a very broad, it's a very broad term for like the disease itself, because mm-hmm. many people have disease state might be different for different people, right? Some patients might be on 5 different pills or medications, can be on insulin, could be on pumps. Mm-hmm. So a lot of these, you know, apart from just the disease itself, the burden of taking medications, battling insurance and cost and everything can definitely, you know, put your mental health at risk too.
Would that be the most common? Maybe there isn't a typical or most common, but I know that diabetes and I know that, you know, hypertension are very common with where mm-hmm. we're at. I would think that would be a common thing, that whenever you're treating someone with those chronic conditions, that certainly you want to consider the health, the mental health portion of that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've seen better results when we actually address the mental health aspect of it too. Because patients often are more motivated once their depression or anxiety or other conditions are also taken care of.
Okay. We're visiting with Dr. Abraham from Internal Medicine at the Shenandoah Medical Center. So do you see that in your practice, Dr. Abraham, that men are more reluctant to deal with physical issues, diabetes, high blood pressure, you know, whatever the case may be, than they are mental health? Are they more guarded when it comes to mental health issues?
So yes and no. I've seen both ends of the spectrum. I have, you know, men who come in who have never been to a doctor in their life. Some people who come to me only when they actually get sick. They don't really, want to talk about the preventative care aspect of things. They just would like to get treated for their acute illness. But there are also men who actually are on both are on top of things and want to get all the cancer screenings or mm-hmm. all the screenings done, get evaluated, get their labs done, come in for a routine check. So I've seen both ends of the spectrum. So I wouldn't say it's just men. I've also seen females the same way.
Yeah.
But yeah, there is definitely a larger percentage of men who are like that.
Talk to that person that hasn't been to their primary care provider in years. Maybe they don't have a primary care provider. Maybe it's been mm-hmm. so long. Where do they even start? What's the first step for that individual? Say they're 45 years old, 50 years old, and they've just mm-hmm. Don't go to the doctor, but they know that they should. What's the first step, Dr. Abraham?
So the very first step is to make that appointment, right? I know that itself is a big step for some people, to actually pick up the phone and make that appointment. Because once you make your way through that door into your doctor's appointment, then we've, you know, kind of focus the first visit itself would focus on understanding your health history, and then addressing any new concerns that the patients might have, and then going over, like I said, their preventative care needs, going through their med list, and then finally creating like a personalized plan to improve their health. That would be like a sequence of events once somebody decides to actually seek care.
Very cool. Dr. Abraham with me from Shenandoah Medical Center, Internal Medicine. So, Dr. Abraham, you have a great website, smchospital.com, which is a great way to kind of stay updated with what's going on. And I know that SMC is very active on Facebook and Instagram as well. So a great place to kind of stay up to date with what's going on with SMC. And a lot of great things are happening, that's for sure. So, Dr. Abraham, when you're not taking care of people, you're not at the hospital, what do you do for fun? What are your hobbies outside of medicine?
So I do like to play basketball. I usually play at the YMCA. For people who don't know, I'm 6'3" tall. So I do play basketball, a little bit of tennis, but other than that, I'm a very Netflix show guy, especially suspense and thriller series.
Yes.
Other than that, just spending time with my family, my daughter.
I see. Very cool. Basketball, huh? Very good.
Not all the time, but you know, it's kind of like the way I work out.
Yeah.
Because hitting the gym and just, you know, working out alone sometimes gets boring. So playing a little bit of basketball just takes the stress away.
Hey, and the truth of the matter, that's really great for your mental health, to your point, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Exercise
definitely helps.
Absolutely. Physical activity does wonders, I think. So very cool. Well, Dr. Abraham, it is a pleasure to visit with you. Anything else that we need to touch on that we left out that you want to make sure that we get out there?
I think you touched on the last point that I wanted to make, which is, stay up to date by logging in or like looking into our website and our social media platforms. Our people, our staff, they do a very good job with posting important community events, programs, and services that we have here.
Very good. So are you more of an outside player or inside, Dr. Abraham? I want to know.
I'm more of an outside player.
Okay.
More like a shooting guard.
Okay. All right. Very good. Dr. Abraham, a pleasure to visit with you. I enjoy the conversation very much. Make it a great day.
Likewise. Take care, Aaron.